Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? You know what? I'm beginning to like this whole turning on my phone and podding on my phone whenever I like. Now I'm just chilling on my couch and shit. Just finished watching a few things. Like, I still don't understand what's going on in the world now. I've been running around, so I haven't had a lot of time to watch TV. Excuse me, I'm burping and shit. The silent burp. That's how you know you're old. When you burp in the middle of a sentence. You're like, excuse me. What was I saying? I've been backed up. Over the weekend, I watched Roadhouse, the remake. And Conor McGregor is a little weird in it. So still trying to figure that one out. But all in all, it was a decent action movie. I wouldn't necessarily call it Roadhouse, but whatever. So I was, watching fucking Eminem's diss to Benzino and Benzino's response at fucking the mom's restaurant and all that shit, or the mom's spaghetti restaurant. And then, I was like, let me see what HBO Max has to offer. And I saw that Gerard Carmichael has a new show on HBO Max. And it's interesting. Comedian Gerard Carmichael came out with a comedy special last year in which he comes out as gay. It was a really good comedy special. It was very insightful and very introspective on his part, and I think he won an Emmy for it. So I think this new reality show picks up on where he left off from that, meaning all the turmoil that engulfed his family with him coming out and all that. So like, he's been on this whole I'm gay tour for a while now. So I guess this is just him, letting the world in on his whole process and coping and I guess just like being, open and accepting of all criticisms and shit like that, right? So I'm watching it, and by the way, it's gay as fuck. Like, it's gay as shit. Like, it's gay. Like, nothing wrong with it. I watched it because I like Gerard Carmichael and whatever. I'm very secure in my masculinity. I can't even fucking talk in my manhood. There you go. I'm fucking Porky Pigging it right now. There's one where he's like, fuck that. I'm gonna just go on Grindr and pick up a Latin twink and all that. I guess that's his type. He has a type of man boy that he likes to partake in fornication with. So he invites this guy over and he the guy decided to show his face, blah blah blah. They're getting to know each other, as one does when you meet somebody on a dating app. And then smash cut. And for those of you who don't know what a smash cut is, a smash cut is, it's in a TV show or movie where all of a sudden they're doing something, so like very vanilla, like, hey, let's have dinner or whatever. And smash cut, it's an unedited cut to another scene, which is the paradox of this shit. Like, it's the complete antithesis of what was going on. So they were sitting on the couch and they're getting to know each other. They're drinking wine. Smash cut. The twink's feet are in Gerard's mouth. Like, it's weird. It was weird. It was a lot. So after I finished jerking off, I continued the show. So, he begins the show with saying that, hey, I ended up telling my best friend that I have feelings for him. And, like, throughout the show, it's only one episode. Throughout the show, they tease of who his friend is and whatever. And I guess, like, that was, like, his best friend. And it ends up being, like, Tyler, the Creator. And, like, oh, like, okay, that's cool. But he tells a story. He tells a story when he finally told him, like, hey, I have feelings for you. And then Tyler, the Creator, being who he is, like, ha, 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 you stupid bitch. That's the response per text that he sent. And then he went, like, radio silent for a while. And then, like, the culmination of the show is Tyler and Gerard having a face-to-face conversation about the whole thing. And, like, on camera and everything. Like, Tyler didn't shy away or hide his face or anything. And essentially, he's telling Gerard what did you want me to say? Like, how did you want me to react to this? And so, take away the spectacle of this is a famous comedian, and let's take away the fact that it's Tyler, the Creator, and let's take away the fact that in an unorthodox fashion, you're seeing the intimacy that men share, right? Like, or seemingly a person who has feelings for another person and the feelings aren't reciprocated. Let's just focus on that. Let's focus on that because we have, most of us, I know I have, we've all been in a situation where we're feeling emotions for a person that we're close to, that we consider a friend, and then we start gathering these emotions for this person, these feelings for this person. And I guess you want to let that person know exactly how you feel. And then the awkwardness of when the feelings aren't reciprocated. Like, I think this is a very human experience that we've all experienced at least one time in our lifetime. Like, I think it's happened to me a lot. Like, I'm the heartbreak kid for a fucking reason. Like, when I was in high school and when I was in college, you know, I was like, yo, you know what? You know, like, I was like, every female friend that treated me nice or like, hey, Joe, you're so cute and you're so funny and you're so smart, blah, blah. And they were like, how come you're not my girlfriend then? Stupid shit, right? But, like, how do you, like, and the thing is, like, I don't know, because I've never been on the other side of it. I've never been on the Tyler side. I've never been on the female side. Of how a person deals with or how they react. How would you react towards your best friend or your close friend telling you that they have feelings for you? I think it's very interesting, the human experience. And I think that, again, take away that it's a famous comedian and it's Tyler the fucking Creator. And in this human experience transcends, like, gender and sex and age and all that shit. Like, this is something that we all can relate to. And it's just, I don't know. Like, it was weird because, like, because you can see how uncomfortable Tyler was. And I remember seeing that same look in a friend in high school. Like, I told her, I was like, yo, you know, me and her hung out all the time. And she confided in me a lot. And she trusted me. And you know, we were seemingly like peas and carrots. But like, fuck it. Jenny and fucking Gump. There you go. Let's take this shit away from me because I'm about to get really embarrassed. Like, so Jenny and Gump. Fucking Forrest loved Jenny. He loved him some Jenny. And he's like, and she's like, no, Forrest, you're so sweet and you're the most loving person I've ever met in my life. And then like he follows her like everywhere. Like he even said, I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. You know, in my best Forrest Gump impression. But then she doesn't reciprocate it. What does she do? She fucking goes out and she strips and fucking plays guitar on the fucking stage. I don't know why that was a thing. She goes to fucking New York and she does heroin and she's about to fucking jump off the thing. And she doesn't come back. She doesn't come back into this nigga's life until he's a millionaire and she has AIDS and she's pregnant by his fucking kid. So I say all that to say that sometimes people aren't ready to accept those emotions from you because I guess you're so close to, you're so close, yeah, in relation to them. Like, yeah, you know, I trust you and I confide in you. And I've heard this many a time, like, I don't want to ruin the friendship. I don't want to ruin what we have. But a lot of people forget that the best relationships are rooted in friendship. So, but at the same time, it's like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. I think even Tyler was like, yo, we're like, I love you like a brother. Like, you want to take it somewhere else, but I love you like a brother. And we've all been in that situation. Whether you want to admit it or not, we've all been in that situation where somebody goes, yo, I like you like a sister. Or, like, I love you like a sister. Or I love you like a brother. So I don't want to fuck this up, you know, by pursuing something romantic. Because what if it doesn't work out? Now I lose you forever. And that's the human experience. That's a human experience because instead of giving it a shot, giving it the good college try, You rather avoid further conflict or any future conflict by not even trying it in the first place. So I'm like, so I get where Tyler is coming from. I understand where, I completely get where Gerard is coming from. But like, but how do you navigate that? How do you, Now that you've let the cat out of the bag, now you tell this person, yo, I love you, yo. Or I really have feelings for you. I've developed emotions for you. Because people forget that the most intimate relationships are friendships. Because they know some best friends and some very close friends know you better than whatever potential partner you're going to have. Because your base, your home base, no matter how far I can go, or how far you stray, you can always touch base and you're safe. So, yeah, these are very, very emotionally involved relationships. And I don't know. What would you do in this situation? Like, or have you been in a situation where you felt something for somebody and you're like, fuck, I know it can work, but they're out there getting hurt. And then they come back to me to confide in me. And all I do is pick up the pieces. It's not fair. And it's also not fair to the person divulging their feelings. Because now they're out there. They are an exposed nerve, a raw nerve. And they're out there and they put their true feelings out. And to be denied and to be rejected in that form, because people can be rejected sexually. Like, you know what? I'm going to, like, no, yo, you want to fuck? Ew, nigga, no, whatever. Or, ew, nigga, you smell like French fries. But to, and you know what? Like, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. This, you fat anyway. You fucking, you tuck your fupa into your leggings and shit. Like, you know, that's whatever. It's not like I've ever said that. But to be rejected emotionally, now that is damaging. That right there is emotional taxing, and it's rough to be rejected emotionally, because like, if a person that I have feelings for, that I love, that I trust, and they trust me, can reject me, what hope do I have to find true love? And this is how fucking villains are created. This is how toxic niggas and bitches are created. Like, fuck it. Fuck emotion. Fuck love and fuck relationships and all that shit. I'm done with it. I'm just going to be a puti sucia or sucio. And I'm just going to disregard everybody's feelings, and then I'm going to make them hurt the way I hurt. This is the human experience, and everything is a butterfly effect. Rejecting a person's emotions when they're opening themselves up to you creates a villain. It creates toxicity in a person. And even though you didn't intend to do it, and it's to no fault of your own, but you have to look at it in their eyes. You have to see, fuck, like, yo, look, and I understand what you feel for me, but I can't, and I'm sorry, I can't reciprocate it. But you, and I think in a lot of cases, and I'll say it in my case, I was completely disregarded. My feelings were completely disregarded because, again, it's not their fault that I feel these feelings for them. But there's a couth that needs to be displayed when addressing it. Because what I've heard, and it's the same thing that Tyler said, the things that I've heard is, what do you want me to say about this? What do you want me to do? I don't know what you want me to do. So again, like, you're pushing it all off of yourself. Again, to no fault of your own. But I think a genuine conversation needs to be had. I think an open and honest dialogue that holds both of your truths up to a light. I think if you go, yo, like, I completely appreciate you and I love you, and I'm sorry, right now I'm not ready, or I don't think I can ever see you that way, because you know so much about me that I can't hide from you. Because that's what is you're really saying. I can't hide from you because you know who I am. You know exactly who I am on the inside. You know my fears. You know my joys. You know my deepest, darkest secrets, because I've confided in you. And I understand how you can misconstrue that with an intimate love. Because, like, and again, you're just, like, when you're with a partner, when you're with someone that you consider the love of your life, these are the characteristics, and these are the traits that you would like your partner to have. A person that knows you intimately. A person that gets you, completely gets you. But also, that's the scariest thing to have, is a person that knows you, you know, inside and out. So I can, again, we have to hold both truths to light. And, you know, in Gerard's case, hey, I've been there every time. And I'll put it back on me. I've been there every time you fell. Every single failed relationship. Every time a motherfucker broke your heart, I was there. And I feel that I know what you want and I know what you need. This is what I feel. This is what I believe. I think that you and I can be together because I know how to heal you at your darkest times. So I was watching the show, and it's just one episode, and I plan on watching the rest of the show, you know, the rest of the episodes, because it drops every Friday. This is not an ad, but that came to mind. It came to mind, a face to face conversation, and now I want to know how he's gonna proceed in this friendship, because I know what I've done. What I've done is I phased myself out of that person's life. I allow them to, I don't want to make anything awkward. So you just phase yourself out. But then they lose it. Like, and that's the thing. And that's the whole catch 22 of it. They go, I don't want to lose what we have, but by me, or by a person opening themselves up and exposing themselves and being completely honest and transparent and being rejected, you lose them anyway. And I think that's the gamble. That's the coin flip that we all deal with. It's not all romantic comedies. This is not fucking Just Friends. Or you're like, you know what? The love of my life was standing in front of me the entire time. No. Sometimes it's like, you know what? Like, I like you, but you're not tatted and bearded up. Like, oh, shit. I thought it was the soul that matters. Because Sarah Jessica Parker always made me feel that, it's, you know, I don't deal with the superficial things. Sarah Jessica Parker impression. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. So, I don't know. It's, again, it was a thought that came to mind when I watched the episode. And I just wanted to express myself. I just wanted to talk to myself. And I want to ask you guys, have you ever been in a situation when you've been on either side of it? I'm interested. Like, you know. And I want it, but fuck it. If you don't want to reach out to me, you know, think about it. Think about it yourselves. Have you ever been in a situation where a person made you feel uncomfortable by them expressing their true feelings for you? And how did you react to it? And what happened to that relationship? What happened to that dynamic? And have you ever have you ever opened up to somebody and were you rejected? And how did you feel about it? And how did that change the dynamic of the relationship? These are questions that we all have to ask ourselves. These are the things that we might find in ourselves that we might have lost a good one. Especially you single motherfuckers out there. If you single motherfuckers, like, and you're like fucking serial, single niggas and bitches out there, and you're like, there's no good niggas out there. And then, like, your best friend's like, hey, I got you Wu-Tang concerts and shit, like, concert tickets. Hey, you want to go see the Lox? And you go, like, oh, you know what? You're my best friend. You know exactly what kind of coffee I like. You know the music I love. You take me to do this and you do that. You know what? I wish I could find a guy like you. Like, bitch, I am a guy like me. But, you know, I don't think we're ready for that conversation yet. But if you fucking single motherfuckers out there go, I wish I had somebody like you, when a person like you is standing in front of them, motherfucker, I hope you get cheated on twice. I hope you break up because you found them cheating, and then you get back together, and then they cheat on you again. That's the kind of fucking time I'm on. Yeah, man. I'm really liking these brief shows. How do you guys like it? Do you want me to go back to the old format of me playing bad sound effects and shit? Or do you like this iteration of the show? You know, I like both. I'll be honest. I miss playing music, but I find this very fun. It's like nice and condensed. I like this. This is concentrated podcast. Anywho, it's fucking spring. It doesn't feel like it. It's raining and shit. Go out there and enjoy yourselves. Go love the one you're with, and you can't be with the one you love. I don't know. Go to the strip club, I guess. I guess that's it. This has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.